Welcome back, my friend. Chef of the Fat Man live from Cook's Warehouse in fashionable East Cobb. It is the place to come if you're an adult or a child and you love to cook any little gadget you can think of. You know, like you scratch your head and say, man, I wish I had something to get pickles out of a jar. They got pickle pickers here. I mean, if your recipe, you got to lay it on the counter and gets all wet, what would Kara Mangini do? She would let it get wet like we would. But now you found a gadget.
It's the coolest thing. It's this magnet that holds your recipe in place. It's so cool.
Yeah. Talking about so cool, it's Kara Mangini all the way from, what part of Ohio are you from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus.
Yes. And I'm actually from San Francisco Bay Area.
I knew that, but I didn't want
to. And I worked my way to Columbus for
walk.
My husband.
It was going so well.
Yeah.
Now we know the vegetarian weirdism.
I'm from Southern California originally.
Okay, LA. So now it's all making sense.
Yeah.
You know, LA, that whole LA scene.
We got a California vibe going here.
Well, unfortunately, that's true.
Hey, you know what? When I was just in LA at the airport, I had to have my fish tacos from Wahoo's.
Of course you did.
Yes.
Yeah, because there's nothing like it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Well, have you ever had a Whataburger? No, you wouldn't.
No.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing. It's got a lot of veg on it. Lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles.
Okay, ketchup. And, yeah.
Ketchup.
Ketchup
well,
is a vegetable.
According to Reagan, it was a vegetable.
You know, but anyway, we are with Kara. Kara's got this incredible new book. It's called The Vegetable Butcher. It's an in-depth look at vegetables. And for those of you like me who have a hard time with it, you'll find it is so well done. Workman Publishing, they are like the Rolls Royce of cooking books.
You know what this reminds me of? We went to Israel, and we met with a chef there named Uri Jeremiah.
Nice name drop. I like that.
Yeah.
Israel.
and thank you, Ministry of Tourism of Israel.
Yeah.
But when we went, so he has a restaurant called Uri Buri, and so everyone calls him Uri Buri. He is the foremost expert on fish butchery. So he gave us a cookbook, and it tells you how to break down every possible fish you can imagine. References like this, because to me this is more than just a cookbook. It's a reference.
Absolutely.
That you can use. Really, really well done. I'm very impressed.
Well, I'm glad you noticed that, because I did want it to be both a resource and a book of recipes that hopefully inspires you to cook with these ingredients.
Yeah.
But there are step-by-steps for every single vegetable, so that if you forget, or you've never worked with an artichoke, or you've never worked with kohlrabi, or, you know, fiddlehead ferns, step-by-step guide on how to do that, along with recipes that'll get you really excited to cook with these
recipes.
So, now, you were making that drizzle for your... For your cake.
Yes.
And I zested the lemons, but there's something we ought to mention. People who've never zested anything before, what must we always remember not to do?
Do not pick up that pith. It's bitter and not, yeah. You don't want that. So what I recommend is when you use your microplane to take that zest off, just go in one direction. Don't saw back and forth. When you saw back and forth, you're more likely to pick up that pith. So if you go in one motion around the fruit, then you won't pick up that pith. But such a good point.
Well,
it's important.
We try.
It's important.
We're teaching.
A pithy point.
Yeah, we're teaching here.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Hey, look at those.
That is a pop-up banner.
Look at the third picture down there.
We've got.
We're in great company.
Janice Brockmeyer. She is here from Southern Sailings. She has a premier booker of great cruises. And we have Fran, and she is from Royal Caribbean. She is a representative of the. Look at that cruise ship. We're going to be on that cruise ship performing.
It's amazing. And our picture's there. And they, even on a marketing piece, which, you know, people generally don't put radio people on marketing pieces, but
that's
the cruise
good.
Is the 21st to the 28th. We're going to have Janice and Fran and Francine's coming. And we're going to have all that information for you a little bit later on. But I just saw the great unveiling. We actually look pretty good. I think I got a better form than Eddie. But, you know, he's getting there. He's getting there.
Yeah.
Maybe if I ate more veg.
All right.
Not.
Let's
Speaking
move on.
Of vegetables.
Okay, so we're making now marinated basil and garlic peppers on goat cheese tartines. I love this recipe. So as we've talked about, I'm Italian, and I couldn't hide it because I talk with my hands, and I talk pretty fast too. So I love this because it's sort of a take on those jarred sweet peppers and those antipasti style peppers that you see on an antipasti platter with cheese and meat and everything before the pasta.
Right.
So, but these are really fresh and using those wonderful peppers that you know see out in the world this time of year. So we just have olive oil in a hot pan. You want to get it nice and hot. We're basically pan roasting these peppers. You want them to get really nice color on them. You want to cut them really thin. I show a really great trick for cutting a pepper in the book, which is hard to tell you now, but I'm going to show you guys.
The rotation of sort of rolling it.
Yeah, you sort of unroll it and you cut out the core all in one piece, which I love because essentially then you're not cutting all the ribs and the seeds or cleaning them up after you've cut the the pepper. So
yeah,
we actually
we've talked about that quite a few times.
It's a great little tip.
It is.
And there are photos, of course, in the book. So now we're going to just julienne these peppers really, really thin. And I think it's important to have a really great chef's knife. I recommend an 8-inch knife or a 10-inch knife. Sometimes people like the smaller ones. But I think when you're working with vegetables,
go ahead, Chef Eric.
You
need what you want to talk about.
Okay, you need some room to work. You need the leverage. You need a little weight to your knife. And so I recommend an 8-inch knife.
No, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And one of my biggest pet peeves is people that will cut anything with a little knife.
No.
Just
isn't
don't
it,
do it.
It will not only are you going to, that's when
yourself.
Accidents happen,
yeah.
but you're setting yourself up for just more work. You know, your knife should do a lot of the work for you.
Well, the knife should be an extension of your hand.
Absolutely.
And that's how it feels. And that's why there are so many different knives. And by the way, that's why you can come to Cook's Warehouse and try out those knives. They actually have a little cutting board out there.
Totally.
And there's so many different varieties. I was actually, when I was just in Japan, I was looking at different shuns.
Oh.
And I couldn't decide on one. I didn't actually get one. I'm going back in October. Yeah.
Well, I think it's really important to test out your knife because while I say for sure you want an 8-inch knife or a 10-inch knife if you can handle that, I think that it's really important to feel comfortable in your hand. And the only way to do that is to go to a great store like this and test it out. You know, that's the way you want to do it. And also, by the way, I think it's important to have a really nice sturdy board.
Yeah.
If you don't have a sturdy work surface, that's also when you're going to have an accident. And it's also just a pleasure to cut on a wood board
on
or
a nice
something.
Solid wood
on a
solid board,
yeah.
Who should know better than Cara Mangini, the vegetable butcher, she calls herself. And I got to tell you, this is the color is beautiful. I love red peppers.
Yes, they're sweet and delicious. We also have a poblano here for just a little bit of subtle heat. So we have a couple of peppers we've just cut into thin strips, olive oil, hot pan. We're going to cook it until it becomes really tender and brown on the edges. You want to get some nice color here. And while that's cooking, we're going to put together this marinade for the peppers, okay?
Great.
So we have a half a cup of wine vinegar. Now, here we have white wine vinegar. You could use red wine vinegar. You could use white balsamic vinegar. And then once the peppers come out, essentially, we're going to let them sit in here. And so they almost just, it's like they pickle for a second,
right.
Which is really great. And then we're going to add, so we're adding sliced garlic to our vinegar. Now, if you don't like, I love a lot of garlic, and I don't mind the bite of raw garlic. The vinegar cuts it just a little bit.
Yep.
But if you want to throw the garlic into the pan with the peppers, you could do that too.
Right.
Would you have to throw it in at the end so that you don't?
Yeah, so you don't want to burn it, and you do want a little bit of that punch to it. So if you do want to throw it in and cook it a little bit, just throw it in at the end.
Now, I will say on the garlic, just make sure you don't have any green. In
good
that garlic,
point.
Right?
Yeah, so you want to use a paring knife to cut the germ out of it, and that's bitter as well. So I say take the extra time to do that. Okay, so now with our peppers, they're cooking up in the pan. We're going to add them. We have a little bit of sugar. We're going to add some sugar to the vinegar and the garlic.
Okay. A little sweet and sour.
A little sweet and sour. And then we're going to add the peppers to the vinegar. Okay, they're just about done. And then we'll add on top of that, we'll add the olive oil. So equal parts vinegar and olive oil.
Okay.
And now these are going to hang out. And they're even better overnight.
Sure.
You know, if you had like lasagna, all the Italian references today. But you know, it's like better, or chili. It's always
like
better the next day. These marinated peppers are delicious the next day. Okay.
Yep.
So then we're going to fill it with a ton of fresh basil. Okay.
Oh, that is.
Yum.
That's a lot.
Okay. And then just let these peppers hang out. And that's it. And we're going to serve it on top of these tartines. We're doing these little appetizer size, just small little crostini. You could do it on a larger open-faced sandwich. We're going to spread it with a little bit of fresh goat cheese.
What a show-off. Your peppers.
You could also spread these toasts with ricotta. Would also be really delicious.
Sure.
And then we'll top it with the peppers.
Okay.
You can throw a little bit of toasted pine nuts on top as well. That's optional. And then some more fresh basil. And that's it.
I love it. I think we're going to assemble these during the break, and we'll test them on the other side of the break.
I'm telling you, awesome. It gets no more exciting than when you're here with Cara Mangini. She is the vegetable butcher. That sound you're hearing in the background is a sound of sizzling. It is only on Chef and a Fat Man, the only live radio cooking show in the world, baby. Pretty soon, we're heading to the Caribbean.